If you think about the Renaissance in Florence, the particular century that made Florence famous, basically was based on the fact that before that there was a very strong economical revival. See? So let's say, you know, the Florentines started to do banking, they have very important commerces, to develop all those economical trends linking Florence with Northern Europe and so on, that made Florence very, very rich. And with the economy, then you support the artist, and then you develop, you know, the cultural direction. So I think it would be a mistake to think that if you are in a certain discipline, you should not care about the others. I think they are all connected. Particularly for people in science and philosophy, science and theology, they are very much connected. A little bit we live in a world of two opposites that somehow are always related. Okay? So, what do you think of a town like this? Actually, see, this is a square. Remember that how many times we have squares, and then you go to Italy, you don't find a square that is really square. I don't think there is one, you know. They are always articulated. And you see how these towns are particularly articulated. They move always in concentric rings. See? Normally they start from the top. Castiglione Fiorentino is a very old town. How old do you think Castiglione is? To have an idea. You know,
like 500 years.
500 years. So let's give another guess.
1,000 years?
A little more. 2,500 at least.
Okay.
So this goes back to the 7 centuries before Christ, where on top of the hill there was a small Etruscan community. You remember the Etruscans? The population that inhabited the central part of Italy before the Romans, they occupied many of these hills, so much that in Italy is typical the tradition of the hill town. They have all these hills with little towns on top. Actually, in the past, they were Etruscan communities. Castiglione Fiorentino was a small one, and going up on the upper part of the towns, today still we see the remains of the Etruscan civilization. Then later, it was totally modified. The Middle Ages came, and with the Middle Ages, particularly with the beginning of the 13th and 14th centuries, we see the development of towns. There is a change in the political and religious situation. Remember, we go from the feudal system to the communes, a new organization, a little more republican, democratic organization, where the town develops according to different principles than just religious connections. So we start to see a separation between religious and secular. So theology and politics. On one side we see the development of scientific thought. See, on the other side, the church, very important. So in these towns you see the sign of that duality, particularly if you go to Florence. You have the big public palace on one side, and connected by the most important street of the town, you have the cathedral. Actually in Florence it's called Broadway. Very interesting, and that's the place where the first banking, the first chamber of commerce is, like you have in New York. So Broadway linking the religious with the secular. That means with faith and reason. Understand that, specific terms and universal terms. So we start to see this new vision and new application of disciplines, political, scientific, and the town evidently modifies. But towns didn't get very, very big. They stayed of a certain size. This is interesting because think about the means to communicate, transportation. So a city reaches a certain limit that it's the best, the most desirable size, for the best functioning. The relationship between public and private, via commerces, via transportation, and so on. So you have this type of city. On the other side, you see that the effect of the Middle Ages, when I'm talking about the Middle Ages, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah? The period that links the collapse of the Roman Empire with the rebirth of classical culture. Right? So basically the 13th, 14th, and then the 15th century. Right? We have a stage where the religious aspects becomes dominant. Right? So then we have to understand that the societies, the developments were according to more religious tendencies than rationalized scientific processes. So when we look at this type of space, very articulated, not based on precise geometrical elements. Think of a city made of all straight, perpendicular streets. Evidently, that's a way to measure space, I agree. Not only to measure space, but to give also identity to activities, to people. When you come in one of the medieval towns, you have a space that's very complex, that is not based on intellectual, rational approaches. It's a space is more irrational, it's more circular in terms of development than geometrical in the way we know it, for instance, from the Renaissance. So you have this type of articulation, very little, there are few elements to be recognized as leading elements for the whole development of the place, And this is due because of the religious relationships, emphasizing more the elements of faith and less the elements of reason. Stand up. So a lot of articulation. Actually, I have to say that this type of construction, more made with stones, made with masonry, is more typical of the Middle Ages. When you get to the plaster is more typical of the Renaissance, because it's more typical of a rationalized definition of space. When you plaster, you set up a plane, a plane that is able to define space in a very precise way. While the masonry, is too articulated, it's too transparent. So in the Middle Ages, when you will see the towns, Castiglione Fiorentino lost that a little bit, you will see how much steel is made with masonry, with stones. You never see buildings to be plastered. Almost they seem transparent. Transparent a little bit as a continuity of relationship between body, external body, and internal energy, body and spirit, body and soul. See? The Renaissance tends, or the whole classical system of thought, tends to define and to give identity, individuality. See? And to be able to do that has to close precisely with geometrical relationships. You agree? You have been smarter than some of the students in 3 years at the university already. Anyway, I know that you're going to be the best students, so you have to keep that. So you come from good high schools. That prepared you quite well. That's very good. So you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, let's work inside the church.